咁請大家咧又翻開哥林多前書嘅第十三章。
So can you open your Bibles again to 1 Corinthians chapter 13?
哥林多前書嘅十三章。
1 Corinthians 13.
嘅第一節。
Verse 1.
咁照常我又會用中文咧讀一篇嗬。
So Olive will read it in Chinese.
我現今把最妙嘅道指示你們。我若能說萬人的方言並天使的話語，卻沒有愛，我就成了鳴的鑼、響的拔一樣。我若有先知講道之能，也明白各樣的奧秘、各樣的知識，而且有全備的信，叫我能夠移山，卻沒有愛，我就算不得什麼。我若將所有的周濟窮人，又捨己身叫人焚燒，卻沒有愛，仍然與我無益。愛是恆久忍耐，又有恩慈。愛是不嫉妒，愛是不自夸，不張狂，不作害羞的事，不求自己的益處，不輕易發怒，不計算人的惡，不喜歡不義，只喜歡真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，愛是永不止息。這段聖經是我們過去很多個月一路睇緊嘅。
We've been looking at this passage in the last few months.
這段聖經是很令人的心靈很温暖。
This passage gives your heart a certain warmth.
它又會給到我們很多的力量向前行。
And it gives us a lot of strength to go forward.
但過去那幾次我分享過的呢，我們都會發覺愛這個課題是很不容易的。
But in the past messages, we've learned that love is not easy.
我覺得我學了這麼多年，我十幾歲開始信主，三十幾年後今天，我仍然是學緊怎樣去愛。
I came to know the Lord when I was in my teens, and it's now 30 some years later, and I'm still learning how to love.
愛，我們學過呢，不是純粹做一個好人。
Love doesn't mean just being a good person.
即是什麼都說好這樣。
It doesn't mean just saying
yes.
Yes to everything.
因為有些情況是我們應該學去 say no 的。
Because in some situations, we may need to learn to say no.
有些情況如果是牽涉不正直的事情，我們就要說 no.
If certain circumstances are not righteous, then we need to say no.
有些情況如果是牽涉一些不對的事、自私的事，我們又要學 say no.
If certain things are not right or selfish, then we need to learn to say no.
咁你 say no 嘅時候，人哋就唔覺得你係一個好人啦。
And if you say no, if you reject what other people want you to say or do, then the other party will think you're not a very good person.
我哋又學過，有時咧，我哋要為咗對方嘅益處，都要忍心一啲。
We've also learned that in order for the good of the other party.We may have to be 忍心。
我哋要忍心一啲，要去學一啲教訓。
We need to learn some lessons. We need to be a bit
俾嗰個人學一啲教訓。
We have to let the other person learn a lesson.
咁我哋有學過愛人咧，唔可以虛假。
And we also learned that love cannot be false.
要發自真誠嘅內心。
It has to come from your heart in sincerity.
要甘心乐意。
It has to be given willingly.
只是讲到这里，你都知道，爱真的不单止难学，总之就很难学。
So from all of this, you can see that love is not just not easy, it's very difficult to learn.
就算你想学也好，你发觉都不是很容易维持下去。
Even if you want to learn it, you'll find it's very difficult to persevere in it.
如果要加深这个爱呢， 就更加唔簡單。
And if you want to increase your love, it's going to be even more difficult.
今日咧，我就會想同大家分享一下，人嘅愛係會冷淡落嚟嘅。
Today I want to share with you the love of man will grow cold, can grow cold.
咁我哋點樣可以重新燃點起呢個起初嘅愛呢？
So what can we do to rekindle that first love?
呢個就係我哋今日要學嘅課題啦。
This is the lesson that we need to learn today.
人嘅愛係會冷淡落嚟。
The love of man will grow cold.
冷淡嘅意思即係話原本呢個人係有愛嘅啦。
So for a person's love to grow cold means that at the beginning it was very hot, passionate.
是啦，起初咧，佢系满腔嘅热诚嘅。
So in the beginning, he may be full of passion.
但系出于某种咩原因都好咧，逐渐就冷淡落嚟。
But for one reason or another, gradually that love grew cold.
无论呢种爱系对你嘅家人啊
，no matter whether that love is a love for your family，
系或者系你嘅婚姻咧
，or your spouse。
或者是朋友之間
or your friends,
甚至你的知己
or your best friend,
甚至呢或者是教會裡面的朋友弟兄姊妹
or perhaps it's brothers and sisters and friends in church,
亦都可以是人對神的愛
or perhaps man's love for God,
無論什麼關係人的愛都有可能冷淡下來
So it doesn't matter what the situation, the love of man can grow cold.
可能過咗一年半載之後，本來輕巧合嘅，一年半載之後就淡咗啦。
It could be that in the beginning it's very passionate, hot, but after a year or year and a half, then it's grown cold.
就好似好難有動力再去維係任何一種關係。
It's very difficult to maintain that passion in a relationship.
我再重複，不論係對神或者係對人，呢個愛都有可能冷淡落嚟。
So no matter whether that love is directed towards another person or towards God, that love can grow cold.
呢個係一個事實嚟嘅喎。
This is a fact.
只要我哋咧老實啲，周圍望下咧，睇下自己嘅人生，你就知道係一個事實。
If we look around at our world or even ourselves, we'll realize that this fact is true.
但係點解會咁嘅呢
？Why is it like this？
講到點解會咁呢？可能我哋第一時間講嘅原因咧，就係賴人咯。
Could be the first reason that comes to mind is that we blame other people。
我哋賴呢個社會啦。
We might blame society。
或者我哋處於新嘅環境啦。
Or our circumstances.
如果唔係你啊，我又點會咁咧
？We might say, well, if it's not for you, I wouldn't be like this.
如果我唔係嚟咗英國啊，我又點會咁咧
？Or you might say, if it wasn't for being in England, I wouldn't be like this.
咁啊，往往咧好快第一時間咧，我哋先賴咗別人先。
So in the first instance, we might then blame other people for our love growing cold.
咁啊，因為別人嘅緣故，所以咧我就冷淡啦。
It's because of other people that my love has grown cold.
本來咧，我係好地地嘅嚇。
Actually, I'm pretty okay.
嗱，我哋好容易就將責任咧先推咗喺別人嘅身上。
It's very easy for us to put the responsibility on other people.
自己咧就係一個受害者。
We feel that we are the victim.
所以咧就唔需要負責任嘅。
So we feel that we don't need to bear responsibility.
咁所以我哋有大條嘅道理咧，就唔去愛或者愛少啲。
So we have a lot of reasons why we don't need to love or why we can love less.
但係如果我哋諗深一層咧
，But if we think a little deeper,
你會發覺好多時啊，人嘅愛心冷淡咧，都係因為個己作怪。
You will realize that when a person's love grows cold, it has to do with the self.
己即係自己。
The self meaning ourselves.
自己作怪
means the self in us is at work.
點解咁講呢
？Why do I say this？
當你輕合合、滿腔熱誠咁樣去愛周圍嘅人嘅時候
When you're passionate about loving the people around you,
往往呢, 你都是有一个很好的理想,
you may have a very ideal idea in your mind.
很完美的理想,
you may have a very perfect concept in your mind.
或者你甚至会觉得我这样去爱的时候呢, 这个世界就会变得非常的完美了。
You may think that if I love in this way, then the world will be perfect.
你的内心有一种很好的理想。
You have an ideal in your mind.
不论是父母、儿女的关系或者婚姻的关系都是一样。
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's a relationship between mother and daughter or between a married couple, it's the same.
但是很快你就会发现，原来你的努力不一定能够达到你所期望得到的东西。
But after a while, you'll find that all your hard work and efforts will not reach the goal that you were hoping for.
好像你的理想就幻灭了。
And then your ideal will be destroyed.
一幻灭的时候, 就削弱了你去爱那种的动力。
And so when your ideal is destroyed, then that affects your motivation to continue loving.
你就没什么力再去建立这些关系了。 You
may not have the strength to continue with these relationships.
因为自己的理想达不到。
Because you didn't manage to reach the goal that you wanted to.
在这个过程里面你发觉，哦，原来人是可以这么不完美的。
So when you get to that stage, you may realize and think, oh, it turns out that people are not so perfect.
原来人不是那么可爱的。
Turns out that people are not so lovable.
原来人是有很多瑕疵的。
It turns out that people have a lot of blemishes.
这样的情况下，我还去爱吗？
So in that case, would we continue to love?
还值得我去这样付出吗？
We might think, is it worth all my effort?
又或者你付出了很多爱心之后，你发觉，哎，对方都没反应。
It could be that after all your efforts, you may find that the other person is not responding to your love.
他都不领情的。
So the other person doesn't accept your love.
即是说你有没有收到预期之中的效果？
The result you get from the person is not what you thought it would be.
那就很失望。
And you'll be very disappointed.
那还要不要去爱呢？
And so would you continue to love that person?
又或者呢, 我摆了很多心机去栽培这个人,
or,
或者你的儿女,
it could be that you put a lot of time and effort in looking after a person, maybe your child.
但是这个人呢, 都不跟着你的意思去做的。
But this person that you've been looking after is not going along with what you hoped they would.
因为呢，我是过来人啊嘛。 即是我有经验了嘛。Because
I'm a very experienced person.
那我告诉你，一定是对的，你应该照做。So
because I'm older and wiser, then what I tell you should be right, you should follow what I say.
那我给了很多心血教导你，但是你不跟着我意思去做，很失望。
So I've put so much time and effort into teaching you, looking after you, and you're not responding, then I'll be very disappointed.
又或者另一种情况，你去付出去爱的时候，你发觉你点解最后系我自己蚀底嘅？
Or it could be the situation that you put a lot of time and effort into loving someone, but it turns out in the end that you're the one who loses out.
你有冇听过好心着雷劈啊？
Have you heard of the saying, if you do something good, you get something bad in return?
Yeah, very good translation. Yeah. 好久以前我曾经看过一则新闻。Quite
a while ago, I heard a news report.
就在越南发生了。It
happened in Vietnam.
是一件很普通的事情。It
was a very ordinary incident.
他住在南边，有一个亲戚在北边下来探访他。So
a certain person who lived in the south of Vietnam had a relative from the north of Vietnam who came down to visit him.
越南呢，当时的时代呢，就是个个都是揸电单车。So
at the time, a lot of people in Vietnam rode scooters or motorbikes.
这个朋友就接待自己的远亲啦。So
this person went to receive him, to meet this relative.
接佢翻屋企住啦。Yeah,
to meet this relative and bring them home.
过咗一晚夜。
And after one night,
第二朝起身嘅时候,
The next morning when he woke up,
咁佢就發覺佢呢個遠親走咗啦。
So next morning he discovered that this relative who he actually didn't know very well had left.
咁仲咧將佢屋企裏邊嗰架電單車都偷走埋。
He even took his motorbike with him. I mean the host's motorbike.
係啦，咁喺呢種情況底下，哎呀，你去幫助別人。請人哋翻嚟你屋企住，點知你又自己有損失。
So you showing your love, you've received this person into your home, but the result is that you've lost out on it.
咁呢啲情況如果發生得多咧，都會令到你嘅愛心冷淡。
So if you encounter a lot of these kinds of experiences, your love will grow cold.
呢一類事情喺大陸亦都發生得好多。
In China, this happens quite a lot.
咁有時我諗唔係咪因為咁咧？難怪喺大陸裏邊好多人見到好不幸嘅事情咧，都袖手旁觀。
Could it be because of this that in China people, when they see something is not right, they don't pay attention, they don't do anything, they just walk by?
嗱，有人搶嘢，睇到唔理嘅。
If you saw somebody being robbed, you would just ignore it and walk on.
有細蚊仔被車撞到，一攤血喺地下，瞓咗喺地下，冇人理啦。
Or if a child is run over, lying in a pool of blood, nobody will go up to look after it, to look at it.
啊，因為好怕自己惹麻煩。
Because they don't want to bring trouble upon themselves.
好怕自己會蝕底。
They're afraid that it will cause some trouble to them.
唔想去背別人嘅擔子。
They don't want to bear other people's burdens.
正所謂咧，國家自掃門前雪啊嘛。
It's a Chinese saying that you just clean the snow in front of your own doorstep.
嚇，隔離屋嘅你唔好理啦。
So what happens next door? Don't worry about it.
嗱，呢啲全部都係個己作怪。
So all of this is the self at work.
個己令到我哋唔想愛落去。
It's the self in us that makes us not want to continue to love.
係呢個己令到我哋嘅愛心冷淡。
It's the self in us that causes our love to grow cold.
我哋怕惹麻煩。
We don't want trouble.
我哋怕煩惱，即係要幫人哋好多煩惱噶嘛，你知啦，係咪
？Because it's very troublesome to help other people.
又好怕辛苦咯。
We don't want to suffer.
又好怕蝕底。
We don't want to lose out.
有時我哋又好怕俾人利用。
And we don't want to be used by other people.
有時我哋好怕受傷。
We don't want to be hurt.
別人一句説話，可能佢無意佢刺傷你。
It could be just one word from somebody that could cause us pain.
啊，你幫咗人，人哋會話：哦，你都係想演嘢啫咁樣。
You may help somebody, and that somebody may say, "Oh, you're just showing off."
哇！如果你唔係想演嘢嘅，你就好傷啦，覺得係嘛？
And if you really weren't showing off, you would find that very hurtful for them to say that to you.
我哋好怕俾人誤解。
We're very afraid that other people will misunderstand us.
好怕俾人哋拒絕。
We're afraid of people rejecting us.
好怕失敗。
We're afraid of failure.
好怕失望。
We're afraid of disappointment.
當你失望到十次、八次、九次、二十次嘅時候呢？你嘅愛心一定會冷淡。
If you've been disappointed 10 times, 100 times, whatever times, then after your love will grow cold.
呢一大堆全部都係個己。
All of these has to do with the self.
我哋已經習慣咗俾呢個己去管轄我哋。
We're in the habit of allowing our self to govern our lives.
我哋嘅所有嘅思想咧，都幾乎係環繞住自己嘅。
All of our thoughts are centered around ourselves.
呢個己咧，充滿咗我哋整個人。
The self fills our whole being.
就好似咧，我哋嘅心靈咧，冇一刻係唔諗自己。
It's as though in our life there is not one moment where we don't think about ourselves.
即使有時你覺得我好清高啦，我而家諗緊別人啊嘛，我幫人啫嘛。
Even when we think, oh, we're being a hero, we're going to help people.
但是当别人令你失望的时候，你的爱心肯定会冷淡。
But that if that person you helped causes you some disappointment, your love will grow cold.
咁呢个难道唔系一样系个己咩
So isn't this still the self at work?
始终我都系我自己嘅感受系最重要啦。
In the end, it's my own feelings that are the most important.
系我嘅利益最重要。
It's my benefits that's the most important.
系我自己嘅理想重要。
It's my ideals that are the most important.
呢个己嘅问题就系个根啦。
The problem of the self is the root of the problem.
有另外一个原因系会令到我哋嘅爱心会冷淡。
There's another reason why our love would grow cold.
就系我哋懒。
It could be we're lazy.
我哋唔够进取。
Could be we don't have enough enterprise.
即系话咧，如果讲到系建立关系嚟讲咧
，If we're talking about building relationships.
就是我们懒得去栽培关系。
We're too lazy to develop or build up relationships.
但是不进就则退了。
But if we don't go forward, we'll naturally go backwards.
很多时候我们都在这里等别人爱自己先。
Oftentimes we're waiting for other people to love us first.
如果别人爱主动一点，那我都会有反应的。
If other people initiate to love me, then I will respond to them with love.
咁呢个难道又唔系个己咩
？So isn't this also to do with the self?
嗱，好多基督徒咧对神嘅爱咧都一样会冷淡。
A lot of Christians, their love for God will also grow cold.
可能呢个系其中一个都几主要嘅原因。
This could be a very big reason why our love will grow cold.
就是我们不够进取。
That we are not enterprising enough.
在我们和神这个关系里面，我们太过被动。
In our relationship with God, we're too passive.
我们常常都想神呢，你行先一步啦，咁样。
We always want God to make the first step.
啊，你先做主动啦。
We always want God to initiate.
啊，你感动下我啦。
We want God to move us.
你感动我，我就会去做噶啦。
We think to God, if you move me, then I will do what you want me to do.
我哋成日都系等紧神，你主动啦。
We're always waiting for God to take the initiative.
咁但系如果系咁咧，任何一种关系，我哋唔多去做主动咧，都好难前进噶喎。
But if we don't take the initiative in relationships, it's very difficult to progress.
咁嘅情况底下，爱心都可以冷淡落嚟。
So in this kind of situation, the love between people will also grow cold.
咁我就想讲下咧，既然系咁，这个己啊，系嗰个问题嘅根源。
So since the self is the root of the problem,
出于唔同嘅原因，我哋爱心可以冷淡。
And for different reasons, our love can grow cold.
我哋点样可以重燃冷淡咗嘅爱心
？How can we rekindle a love that has grown cold？
请大家翻去圣经嘅最后一卷书启示录。
Can you turn to Revelations at the back of your Bible? Revelations
启示录第二章第四至五节。
Revelations chapter 2 verse 4 and 5. Revelations 2:4 and 5.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。那这段圣经呢，是讲到神向藉着一个人向某一个教会作出一些警告。
So here God is giving a warning to a church.
咁就呢一个教会咧，系都相当了不起嘅教会啦。
Actually, this church is quite a good church.
如果我哋睇下第二节，就知道佢点样了不起啦。
If we look at verse 2, we'll see how good a church this is.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。 那这间教会就是这么了不起了。So
this is how good this church is.
他们为神的缘故是可以很劳碌为神去工作侍奉。
This church is able to toil and persevere and work for God.
在很艰难的日子他们去忍耐。
In times of trials, they have persevered and endured.
有些地方你信神的时候是会受到迫害的。In
some places, you will be persecuted for your faith.
我们在这里就宗教自由，就坐得很舒服。So
in the UK, we have freedom of religion, so we can sit here very comfortably.
但在很多年前，甚至20年前，就算现在的中国，都有迫害信徒的事情。
But in China, especially about 20 years ago, there were incidences of persecution of believers.
那这间教会就是说，就算有人迫害你，他们都能够忠心到底。
So here it says, for this church, even when they faced persecution, they remained faithful to the end.
他们也懂得试验一些假的信徒。
And they have also discerned false apostles.
即是他们都有相当的圣经的知识，分辨的能力。So
it means that they have a certain amount of knowledge of scripture.
所以他们为神那种心是很了不起的。So
their attitude, their hearts towards God is very good.
但是神说，我有一件事我要责备你们。But
God says to them, there is one thing that I have against you.
神说，你们将起初的爱心离弃了。God
says, you have left your first love.
起初你对神恨恨恨的那种心冷淡了下来。That
passion that you had for God in the beginning is gone.
但是侍奉就照做了。But
of course you continue to serve.
要忍耐的就继续去忍耐。When
you need to endure, you continue to endure.
为神去劳苦，就继续去劳苦。When
you need to toil for God, you toil.
但是神说，这样不够。But
God says, that's not enough.
我要你们的爱。God
says, what I want is your love.
正如爱篇所说，假如我们能够，我们很厉害也好，但是如果没有爱，我们都是算不得什么。It's
just like the passage we read in 1 Corinthians 13. We may be very good at many things, but without love, we are nothing.
这里圣经告诉我们，假如你的爱心冷淡了，你要怎么做呢？
So here this passage is teaching us, if our love has grown cold, what do we do?
第五节，他说，你要回想你从哪里坠落。
Verse 5 says, remember therefore from where you have fallen.
意思就是说，你要回想回头。 是什么令到你的爱心冷淡了呢？
It means you need to recall, think back, what is it that has caused your love to grow cold?
有什么会令到你起初那种爱你离弃了呢？
What is it that has caused your first love to have gone?
当你去回想的时候，可能你会发觉原因不止一个。
When you think back, you might find that the reasons are not just one.
但无论什么原因都好，你要回想，还要记住。
But no matter what reasons you find, the important thing is that you need to think back, you need to remember.
想到之后，还要记住。
And once you realize what the reason is, you need to remember it.
并且下一步就是你要悔改。
And the next step is you need to repent.
你在哪里跌倒，就要在哪里悔改。
Where you have fallen, that is where you need to repent.
悔改的意思就是一种思想态度彻底的改变。
Repent means that there is a very deep change in our hearts, in our attitudes.
因为有思想态度的转变，我们的为人才会改的。
Because when there is this very deep change in our hearts and minds, only then will we change.
因为我们的行为是按照我们的思想来做的。Because
what we do is a result of how we think.
所以要回想我们在哪里跌倒的呢？So
we need to think back, where have we fallen?
就在那里要悔改。
And it's there that we need to repent.
如果你对人失望，令到你跌倒嘅话，你就要喺嗰度悔改。
If it's because of disappointment that you have fallen, then that is where you need to go back and repent.
你要将呢个人交俾神。
Whoever caused you disappointment, you need to entrust that person to God.
你付出咗嘅爱心，你要将呢啲交俾神。
Whatever efforts of love you have given to this person, you also need to commit that to God.
你付出咗嘅嘢之后嗰个结果，你要交俾神。
Whatever the consequences of your efforts were, you also need to commit that to God.
我哋嘅责任就系去真诚嘅去爱。
Our responsibility is to love with sincerity.
但系结果系要交俾神。
But the results we need to just commit to God.
悔改咗之后，圣经话我哋要行起初所行的事。
And after we have repented, here scripture tells us that we need to do the deeds we did at first.
所以我哋要记得起点解会跌低。
So we need to recall for what reason we have fallen.
跌倒之后，我哋要向神悔改。
And after that, we need to repent before God.
要做翻以前起初我哋个爱兴合合嘅时候所做嘅嘢。
We need to do the things that we did at first when our hearts were very passionate.
我哋喺边度跌倒，就要喺边度再一次站起嚟。
Where we fell is where we need to stand up again.
所以悔改系第一步。
So repentance is the first step.
第二呢
Secondly,
请我哋翻去罗马书嘅第五章第五节。
Can you turn to Romans chapter 5?Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节，盼望不至于羞耻。我哋主要系读下边嗰句。
Reading verse 5.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵，将神嘅爱浇灌在我们心里。假如你系一个基督徒嘅话
，If you are a Christian，
你接受咗神嘅灵。
And you have received the Spirit of God,
亦都即系神自己啦
which is God Himself.
神住咗喺你嘅心里边
and God is dwelling in you.
神嘅本质就系爱
God Himself is love.
佢将佢嘅爱会浇灌你
Here it says that God will cause His love to be poured into us.
呢个浇灌嘅意思咧，即系充满你咁解
So here.Poured into us means being filled with God's love.
系满到泻嘅，好满溢嘅。
It means filled to overflowing.
咁系当神佢自己充满我哋嘅时候，佢将佢嘅爱赐俾我哋。
It means that when God fills us, He gives His love to us.
但系要我哋先行咗第一步，我哋要先悔改。
But we need to take the first step of repentance first.
从我哋发现到自己个己系几咁大嘅时候，我哋要向神悔改。
When we realize how big our self is, we need to repent before God.
我哋喺神面前去放低呢个己。
Before God, we need to lay aside that self.
我哋要个思想态度完全嘅改变过嚟。
We need to have a change in our minds and our hearts.
喺呢个时候，你就会发觉神俾你嘅起初嘅爱。是会翻翻嚟。
And if we do this, we'll find that God will cause our first love to come back to us.
我哋又翻去另外一段圣经喺以弗所书。
We also turn to the book of Ephesians,
第六章嘅廿四节。
Ephesians chapter 6,
第六章廿四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 24, verse 24.
并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。嗱，呢度咧嘅翻译咧冇能够好精彩咁译出嘅原文啦。原文咧应该系话愿一切以不朽嘅爱去爱我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
Here it says, "Love the Lord Jesus Christ with a love incorruptible."
呢度讲到不朽嘅爱。
Here it talks about an incorruptible love.
喺你嘅聖經翻譯咧，就譯咗做誠心，咁咧就係一個唔係好對嘅翻譯啦。咁應該係不朽嘅愛。
So Oliver is just explaining that the Chinese Bible may use the word sincere, but the original Greek is the word incorruptible.
不朽嘅愛意思即係 唔止息嘅。
So incorruptible love means a love that does not cease.
冇终止嘅。
It has no end.
不死嘅爱。
It doesn't die.
不论发生咩事情，呢种爱系唔会冷淡落嚟。
So no matter what happens, this kind of love will not grow cold.
不论咩发生，我哋系将呢个己放低。
No matter what happens, we put aside that self.
让神嘅爱重新嘅喺我哋里面燃点我哋。
We allow God's love to once again rekindle us inside.
咁呢个爱就唔会死去啦。
And it's then that this love will not die.
亦都唔会终止啦。
And will not cease.
我哋学习呢个爱嘅时候，呢种爱只会越嚟越成熟同埋稳重。
So if we learn love in this way, our love will be more and more mature.
咁我知道咧，讲咗一大堆呢啲嘢咧，你发觉啊，都唔系好容易啊。
So after saying all this, you may think that well, love is really not easy.
但系个秘诀系我哋要揾得到令到我哋个爱冷淡嘅原因。
But the key is to find out what it is that has caused our love to grow cold in the first place.
要去认识你个己。
We need to understand ourselves.
去認識人性。
We need to understand human nature.
我哋又願意喺神嘅面前去放低呢個己。
And be willing to lay aside ourselves before God.
咁神就能夠將自己嘅愛充滿你。
And it's then that God will allow His love to fill us.
最後咧，我想大家翻一段聖經作為勉勵，喺舊約嘅耶利米哀歌。
So, in conclusion, I'd like to share a passage with you to encourage you.In Lamentations, Lamentations is after Jeremiah in your Old Testament. Lamentations,
耶利米哀歌三章廿三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
圣经咁样读：每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大。每一个早晨都是新的。
Here it says, every morning, God's compassions are new.
不知道你起身的时候，你会不会跟自己说，今日是新的一日？
I wonder if when you wake up in the morning, do you think to yourself, today is a new day?
还是呢，我们多数都说，又要上班了。
Or do we wake up and think, I have to go to work today?
又要上学了。
I have to go to college.
Oh,
I have to wake up, so it's fine.
不是一种新气象的态度，而是一种嘻嘻嘻旧的心情。
It's not an attitude of newness, it's an moaning and groaning attitude of an old attitude.
是一种旧的心态。我们一起身就会想起，或者就会想起昨日的事、前日的事、十年前的事。
We may wake up and think about what happened yesterday, or last week, or 10 years ago.
我们想起的东西都是以前的事多一点。
We tend to think of the past more.
很少想一些面前的东西。
We don't think so much about the things in the future.
就算想面前的东西，都是用一种旧的、以前的经历的态度去望前边。
Even if we do think about the future, we think of it in terms of what has happened in the past, depending on our old experiences.
咁样你嘅发觉生活系非常嘅劳累。
So in that case, we may feel very weary with regards to the future.
但系假如你能够懂得呢个道理，每日嘅早晨都系新嘅一日。
But if we can have this attitude that every morning is new.
神的恩典每日都是新鲜。
And that God's grace every day is new.
以一种常新的态度去面对每一日呢？
And if we have this kind of attitude to face the day every day.
不要常常被昨日的事呢去缠累自己。
Don't allow ourselves to be bound by the things that happened yesterday.
昨日的事，不论是好的事、不好的事，都可以缠累你的。
Because no matter whether there are things that are good or bad that happened in the past, they can still keep us in bondage.
因为就算昨日是好的事，你都会猛咁去谂啲好的事。哎呀，唔知今日可能就冇咁好咯。
Even if something good happened yesterday, we may then keep thinking about that good incident. But then we may think, today may not be so good.
咁都會纏累你嘅喎。
And this will also affect us.
令到你對你嘅人生、對你嘅神、對你周圍嘅人都缺少咗一種熱誠。
And this will also cause us, whether we relate to God or in our lives, or whether we relate to the people around us, we may lack a certain dynamic.
大家可以試下擘大眼嘅時候，同自己講：今日係新嘅。
So perhaps you can try when you wake up in the morning to say to yourself, "Today is a new day."
係，我會有新嘅經歷。
I will have a new experience today.
我亦都會經歷得到神嘅新嘅恩典。
And I will experience God's grace anew today.
每一樣嘢，我哋以一個上新嘅態度去面對。
That we face everything with an attitude of newness.
你會發覺你自己裡面都會慢慢嘅更新。
You may find that within yourself you are being renewed.
在神嘅面前，你將你自己你嘅己放低。
Before God, you put aside yourself.
去痛悔。
To repent.
让神去将他的爱倒在你身上。
And to allow God's love to pour into you.
这个今天我送给大家的信息。
So this is the message I want to give to you today.
希望我们重新找到爱，找到动力向前行。
I hope that we can find a renewed love, a motivation to move forward.
尤其是对我们的神。
In particular towards God.
因为爱神是可以解决晒我哋生活任何一种问题。
Because to love God will resolve every problem in our lives.
咁我相信今日我讲到呢一度，咁我好想同大家唱首歌嚟到结束。
So shall we sing a song to conclude?